Three, two, one, go.
Welcome to the Murphy Show with Scott and
Noah.
All right, we'll pick up where we left off with the last one.
We're back again. We know y'all missed us. It's all right.
Yeah, okay. It's all right. Well, relationships.
You stay off of that desk because the last time you could hear it squeaking in the background.
Yeah,
I sound like I was a DJ.
All right, relationships. Now, obviously, I've been married to Brandy.
Yeah, you ain't got much to say on relationships.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say, but you...
Gray hairs are coming in.
So get the hell out of here with the gray hairs. Anyway, you are the one that's looking for a relationship, or could be looking for a relationship, and in the last podcast we had, you said that I would be no good at the dating scene, and I agree.
100%. Like, I'm telling you right now. You want to be able to survive 30 minutes with someone nowadays.
It's because people are ignorant.
Yeah, you're damn straight. Can't get with, like, one moment you're with someone, and then the next they're like, fuck you. You can't tell what they're trying to decide. Like, you think they're falling in love with you, and then it's like, bitch, I never liked you anyways.
So what's your biggest issue? What's your biggest issue?
Like, red
issue?
Flags? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. From what you said just a minute ago, there's no time for a red flag because it's they're in and then they're out.
I mean, just sometimes it's like that, but I mean, I don't know. What's like my biggest red flag?
Okay, forget flags. Let's not talk about flags. What is your deal breaker?
Immaturity.
Immaturity.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, I can't be with someone that's, like, how you going, I understand living with your parents, that's all right, save some money, I get it, but there's a difference
between... Oh, living off of mommy and daddy's dime?
Yeah.
Live off of mom and dad's dime, this coming from the guy.
No, that's not what I mean.
That's what you said.
I'm saying living with your parents and paying bills, is that better for you?
Living with your parents and paying bills. Okay, so
how you gonna twist
paying
that one?
Your own way. Paying your own way, but mom and dad's house.
Well, what the fuck you think the bills are?
I'm asking, okay, is that
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes.
Mom and dad's house.
You're living
paying,
at your, yeah, you're living
your
at your
part.
Parents' house.
Okay.
That I understand, but it's kinda sad when you're, and I'm not hating on fucking cooking industry or nothing like that. Cause I mean, I still wanna cook. But I can't sit here and look at someone who's like 35 years old and you're working at fucking Buffalo Wild Wings, living with your parents, using their vehicle.
Okay. Working at a food restaurant.
And that sounds really bad because that sounds like I'm directing that towards somebody.
Well,
but...
I was going to kind of try to veer away from that idea. So you're saying...
Being, that was just the easiest
being
scenario.
Being of a career should be in your career age.
Yeah, like you should not be a damn cook at Buffalo Wild Wings at 30-something years old.
Okay.
Making $13, $14 an hour. That is something you turn around and run away from.
Okay, so, all right. Because
you know how I am with older women.
Yeah, you like them crazy.
I like them crazy them ones. And the
crazy cuckoo
ones. M-I-L-F.
M-I-L-F. Okay. We'll just spell it.
Spell it out for you.
Spell it out for
you. Know
for
what
you.
That means?
Okay, now.
Monday.
Okay. Now, here we go. What are you looking for? Obviously, you're looking for somebody that can provide for themselves. With what you just said, that right there is one. You're looking for somebody that can provide for themselves.
You want to know? I can kind of tell you what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, tell me what you're looking for. It's what we're doing here.
It's kind of what you said, you know what I mean, about I'm looking for someone who doesn't need me. Does that make sense?
Someone who doesn't need you.
Like if they...
Financially?
In general, like they don't... I'm not saying like... I'm saying like they don't need me for any reason, per se.
Okay.
So that way, then, when I know that they're like...
So you want them to be able to live on their own without you, not relying on you
not
for
relying
anything.
Anyone.
But you want to be there because they want to be with you, not because you have something to offer them.
Boom, right there. Not okay. Like I mean, I ain't got much to begin with, but
well,
big dreams,
no.
You know.
Hey, that's what this country was built on, was dreams. But anywho, so what do you bring to the table? What can you bring
this
to
this stunning fucking personality?
A stunning personality.
Hell yeah, you see all in this fucking...
And a big nose.
Fuck you.
All right, well,
okay, well,
we had a little bit of technical difficulties there.
Don't know what just happened.
Have no idea. You know what? This could lead into our next freaking topic.
I mean... Oh, yeah.
This can
modern day technology, but that kind of more directs towards you. You know what I'm saying?
Modern day. Okay. Modern day technology.
Yeah, because you don't understand that shit at all.
I do too.
Bullshit. You thought your phone's name was Android.
No, you said that my phone's name was Android.
Bullshit.
When you said, what was it, Gilbert or
Gilbert.
Whatever his name
was. It
was
Jarvis.
Jarvis, yeah. You said it. What was Jarvis again? Oh, that helmet.
No, it was AI.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, artificial
but anyway,
intelligence.
What do you got about modern day technology that this old man ain't gonna know? Come on.
Dude, if I'm being honest with you,
there's not a whole lot because I am SMRT.
No, yeah, sure. You stick with that right there. Keep telling everyone.
I am.
You've seen them Apple Vision Pros. We'll start with that.
Apple what?
Apple Vision Pros.
Is that thing you put on your face?
That's real specific.
The binocular
face.
Looking thing.
You look like a bug wearing them?
I don't know. The
How do you
binocular
not know
looking
you know
thing.
What I'm
you got
about.
One of them things around
no,
here.
No, that's
somewhere.
An Oculus.
Well, what's the damn. What
okay.
are you talking about?
Apple
then?
Vision Pro is
Apple
like.
Apple Vision Pro.
It's like this thing that. It's literally like your cell phone.
Like your cell phone.
No, honestly, it's more like a laptop on your face.
Why would you want to walk around with a big laptop stuck to your face? You know, that is why people get hit. I've seen
you
videos.
That's bad. People
Did
have been
you
driving
see the video
them.
Of the guy looking at his phone and walked into a daggone sign? It's because of modern day technology. Now you're wanting to strap a daggone iPad or a tablet to my face and wanting me to walk around with it. Come on now.
Okay, but... Apple Vision Pro is literally like sitting here advertising that shit. Where's my money? Sponsors.
I want to know what this thing is.
Like I was saying, Apple Vision Pro is literally like a goggle set that goes on your face.
Okay.
So. And you use your hands and it's like... You ever seen Fall Guy with Ryan Reynolds?
Who?
Fall Guy. I think that's what it's called. Ryan Reynolds.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Funny ass movie. Okay.
Okay, it might be funny, but why are you referencing that? We're talking about
no,
iPad
that's not
or a
what
tablet
it is.
Or goggles Fuck. Or something. I'm trying to figure out how we went from a tablet to goggles.
Okay, wait. 2 seconds. Okay. Free Guy. That's what it was. Free Guy.
Free Guy.
Okay, you've never watched Free Guy?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, in the movie, you literally
That
put,
looks like a pair of sunglasses.
Well, in the movie, it is. You literally put glasses on, and it creates,
okay.
like, a whole virtual, like, world almost.
Okay.
Like, you can control
Didn't
shit with
we
your
talk
hands.
About one of these
shoot.
Before, you know, you can bring stuff in and
yeah.
out? And
Yeah, you can literally,
we
like,
talked about that
let's
once
say I
want
to go take a shit, all right? And I got...
Why do you have to talk about taking a shit? I mean,
what is one thing that you do when you're taking a shit, then you realize, all right, what do I do? Sit here and shit or play on my phone, you know what I'm saying? Imagine sitting there with...
How about reading
imagine
the back of the shampoo bottle?
You're telling me when you're shitting, you're like, I'm bored. I wonder how many fucking ingredients are in this Dawn dish soap or something.
Dawn dish soap? If you're washing your dishes in the bathroom, you've got more problems than I think we want need to discuss. Okay, you need some serious help if
okay.
you're washing your dishes in your bathroom.
Okay, rewind. Yeah, I take
How any... about reading the book?
We'll see. Let me continue. And you'll
okay.
understand. Okay. You can make a book pop up in front of you. Like you...
All with right. a pair of sunglasses.
Okay.
On.
Yes. Well.
Okay. If you want to read goggles. In a pair of if you want to read in a pair of goggles that have or sunglasses, carry you a pair in there, turn the light on extra bright, and grab the book. Hey, when I was a kid, we used to have magazines.
How long ago was that?
Well, we ain't gonna talk about that. yeah. I will tell you that we had toilet paper when I was a kid. We didn't have to use the Sears and Roebuck magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Most people would be like, what's he talking
you
about?
You can get splinters.
How are you going to get a splinter well, from a magazine? Know. Might get a paper cut. But, I mean, you know, you got to learn how to do all
you
that.
You said, see, so. You're going at one angle, and you got to just do it just right.
But anyway, okay, so,
you know,
anyway.
Off topic, but you ever used one of them things that... shoot water.
What are they called? A vidalia?
I thought it was a vidalia or
something. A vidalia?
Some shit like that.
I think it's called a vidalia, and no.
Dude. No. That shit would be funny as fuck. I can imagine you going in there somewhere they ain't got no toilet paper. You're like, whoa!
That would be, no.
That
no.
shit would be hilarious. But back Whoa. To the Apple Vision Pro. So you can literally, all right, let's say I'm in the living room and I'm watching.
Are these things actually for sale right
yes,
now?
Yes, they're $3,500.
Okay, who wants to pay $3,500?
Someone
you
who's
know
got,
what?
If I had the money I used to have, I would have bought it.
I wouldn't. That's, do you know what I could do with $3,500?
I could
put a nice
lot.
Set of tires on my truck.
I could buy.
I could put a nice set of rims and tires on my truck,
you
know or at
I
least
do
a good
it?
Down payment. Anyway.
I could buy off my car and fix a motorcycle.
Yeah, mine.
Hey. I don't know what you're talking
what?
About.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, we're not.
We're going to keep that on the sidelines, sir.
On the side.
That has absolutely nothing to do with what we were talking about. I've
okay.
tried to talk about this Apple Vision Pro for let's see the last 5 minutes.
There's not a whole lot you could say about it. It's a pair of sunglasses that you can turn
no,
off and on.
You can
that
pull up apps and screens. And
we
put
really
it,
don't.
You can, instead of buying a TV, you can have one on your face.
How do you know? Do you own one?
I.
Do you own one?
Do you own one? Good day, sir. Why
do
are you talking like that?
Do you own one?
No, but I've
then
watched
how
the
do
videos.
You, know?
You heard of this thing called YouTube?
Hey, back when I was a kid, they used to advertise stuff on TV all the time. And then when you got it, it didn't work like it was supposed
Hell
to.
Hell no, it never did. I remember commercials when I was younger.
Okay, well, this is the same thing.
Dude, they had a lot of dumb shit on commercials. Like, definition of expectation and then reality
were two totally different things, okay? And
it's like going to the
okay, so here's my question to you. If your expectations were so high back then and reality was so low, how do we know that this Apple sunglasses thing, what's it called again?
Apple Vision.
How do we know this Apple Vision isn't going to be the same
thing? You ever
thing?
Seen The Simpsons?
Oh,
it has
Jesus.
To do with it.
Here we go.
It has
Here we
to
go.
Do with it.
Oh.
There's an episode of The Simpsons.
I don't give a rat's hind
where
end.
Everyone... you
don't
give
care.
A rat's hind end?
No, I don't. Until you can... Why are you even... See, this is the... Right there is the problem with modern technology.
You have one of these. So how you gonna
yeah.
talk shit?
But where's it at?
Right there.
Over there. And I'm not messing with
it's
it.
It's in hand reach.
Talk.
You're over there like it's across the room.
No. If I wanted to pick it up, I could.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. I'm sitting here talking to you. You know, since we're going to talk... Do you know that phones are ruining the freaking social skills of people today?
If that ain't the truth.
And if you need confirmation of this, go to a sit-down restaurant. Okay? Go to a sit-down restaurant and sit there eating your dinner, but eat it nice and slow and look at and observe the people. That, unless there is food in front of them and they are shoveling it in, people don't sit and talk no more.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out to a restaurant and you, like, say you and Brandy sit down at this table, and then Hannah and Ben sit down at this table. They're sitting on their phones the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And
shitty relationship. Right here, talking. Good relationship.
Well, and you know what the sad part is? They're sitting across the table from one another and texting.
Dude, I don't understand.
How
that.
Many times?
Like, say it with your chest, motherfucker. If you got something to say, say it with your chest.
Well, the thing is, they don't know how to talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's
just... And the thing... I'm telling you, cell phones is killing the freaking social, the social interaction of people. Social interaction of people.
You can do me a favor.
Modern technology. What?
Can you give me a drink?
Can I give you one?
Can you grab me one?
I can.
Will you?
Oh, will I?
All right, okay. Fucking Mr. Edwards from second grade. Can I go to the may I go to the bathroom? You're having trouble getting
out. You've got me freaking trapped in.
You want to know something funny? You got to lean back so your belly don't hit the mic.
It ain't my belly that was going to hit the mic.
Bullshit, it wasn't. What else would it have been?
You know, you're running your mouth to the guy that's over here going to get your drink.
Don't shake it.
Shake what?
Are you serious? What else would I be talking about?
The refrigerator door?
I hope you don't shake that. You want one? Grab one.
Huh?
You want one?
No, I'm good. I got my coffee. But anyway, yeah. Talk about modern technology destroying stuff. I mean, seriously, is people have no social skills anymore.
Okay. I mean, you're not wrong.
Now that we've talked about the Apple Vision, is that what it's called?
We didn't even really finish, but yeah.
What is there to talk about? We're talking about something that neither one of us have possession of.
So you're saying you have to have something to like it?
No, but you...
That's what it sounds like.
In order to give it a good review, in order to give it a good review, you have to have it. You have to... You can't... Okay, I like to hunt. I can't say that Mossberg is a good gun if I don't own one.
Do you have one?
Yes.
Okay, then.
But what I'm saying is I couldn't...
How do you expect to get sponsors if we don't advertise? How we expect...
People want to sponsor us, they're going to have to give us our... or discount their products to us so can give an honest opinion of it.
I mean, most of the time they'll give you example.
And I'm not in this for freaking sponsorships anyway.
It's fun.
So that people can hear the way we interact with one another and maybe they'll listen to us and start liking us and hell, you never know. Somebody might come up and say, no, can I have your autograph?
Psych.
And
psych.
It'll be a woman and she'll go, can I have your autograph?
Oh my God. He said, right there. Right here, right on that nice cushy spot.
Okay. But anyway.
So I was watching this video.
Oh, we're back to videos again.
Know Ratatouille.
Who?
Ratatouille.
Oh, jeez.
What's that word for like a... Okay, wait.
Yeah, you're doing real good.
It's a Ratatouille pickup line, right?
A Ratatouille pickup. I don't even know what a Ratatouille is.
Ratatouille is the movie.
Isn't that's not that food you were talking about cooking?
No, that is a food, but
what,
complete
Ratatouille?
Different thing, yeah.
Okay. Anywho.
This guy, funniest shit ever, he was sitting there saying something about, like they were saying, what's your favorite food? And he was like, everyone else was like, lasagna, or lobster, or shrimp, and he was like, Ratatouille, and they were like, why? And he was like, something about, because when I be all up in there, I'd be pulling her hair and shit like that. Like, it was a pickup line. It was hilarious. I gotta find it.
Wow.
I've gotta find it. It's fucking...
Wow.
It is fucking funny, dude.
That's a minute of my life I'll never...
You know what? The door's right there.
I can leave.
I'll talk to myself.
No, you won't. You can't talk to yourself without looking at that phone.
Oh my God, that's the stupidest shit I've ever fucking heard.
What? You can't talk to yourself because you're looking at the phone all the time?
No. Damn, I wish I could find it. That video was so funny, dude. Like, I'm telling you, that shit had me cracking up. It was so funny.
Wow.
You would have laughed. I'm telling you.
Okay, I may have, but the problem is we've got listeners.
Well, they're listening.
What are they listening to?
Yeah.
Exactly. See? You're messing with your phone.
Well, I mean, I figured you'd be able to keep them occupied.
Oh, I would be able to keep them occupied? What am I supposed to do? Give them freaking building blocks?
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea. Okay. Anyway.
Back to what we were talking about. Just like that. Mm-hmm. You know, Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just. Yeah. I've made up most of the topics. You got to hit me.
You
with
have
one.
Made up most of the topics. Yes, I have done.
Modern
have
day
done
technology.
Modern day technology
and relationships.
Oh, but I've narrated a lot more
than
you have.
Why did you? Do that? You said, "I wish you guys could see it." I narrated a lot more than you have. You might as well have just done that damn Egyptian dance. How do they do it?
I have no idea. What are you doing? Petting a cow?
Why a cow? Hannah!
Hey, you leave Hannah out of this. We picked on her last time. We can't do that again.
Yeah, I mean, that
you know
was...
what we need to do? We need to get Brandy in here so we can find out why women are always angry when they come home.
You want to go get her?
Dude, no. I was in there talking to her about working.
Did you make it out with your life? Barely? Did you lose any limbs? You got any missing fingers or toes?
That one.
He said, hey, found that for you.
Well, shoot fire and save the matches.
So you, you got a couple job options.
Yes. Want to talk about those?
Yeah, sure. What you?
Okay.
What you thinking?
What am I thinking?
I mean, well, I know what I'm thinking. I'm 50-50 on it.
I'm kind of with you. You know, the thing is, I thought that okay, the job options are, the name of the company over here in Upper, okay.
Fairborn.
Something like that. It's a welding job. Obviously, Noah works there.
Yeah, after trying for 2.5 weeks to get him a job.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks to get me in there. And I was actually putting applications in several different places.
For what, like 3 weeks?
Yeah, and then on Monday it was last Friday, I got a call to come in to a company over in Plymouth, Ohio. Firelands Manufacturing. Went in there, did a weld test, did interview and everything, and guy told me he would call me back in a couple days because obviously he had more people coming in for an interview. Then on the way home, or once I got home, was talking to Noah and his boss from over at Fairburn.
We'll
whatever.
Just call it Farburn.
Fairborn, or whatever in Upper Sandusky. They wanted me to come over there and do a weld test. So I go over there, do the weld test. Pretty much am told, hey, you start on Monday. I come home.
No, you were told. They gave you the paper that had it and everything.
Yeah.
So guarantee you got
that job. I've got that job. That's what I'm saying. I've got that job. Well, then I come home and Wednesday, phone rings and can't say their name, Fincantina or something like that.
Fincinetti.
Fincinetti. What, I can't think of the name of them. It's a shipyard.
A navy.
They build naval ships out of, there's actually two different ones there. There's one in
Sturgeon Bay,
which is the one that contacted me. And then there's one on the other side of the lake in Martina, Wisconsin. Margarita. Both of them, however you say it, are both in Wisconsin.
Say Margarita.
Something like that. And been on the phone and off the phone with them. Noah actually had an interview today, a telephone interview, and him and I both have an opportunity to go there to do that. They want us to come and take a tour of the shipyard because they said a lot of people don't know what they're getting into until they're there. The only thing is the one in Upper, you start at one rate and you're there for 45 days. And then once you get hired into the actual company, because you're hired through a temp
service,
you'll
be making up to 20 to 21 an hour.
Make 20 to 21 an hour. But the one in Wisconsin, you start at one rate, then you start paying into retirement, union. You start at like 19...
We'll say 1950 for right now. We'll
something like that.
It's somewhere in that range.
I think it was 1914.
Some weird ass.
And
number.
Then after 90 days, you start paying into the pension. You actually get a pay deduction. You go down to, I think it's 1868.
Yeah.
But there is a lot more opportunities for progression, I think, in Wisconsin.
There's some schooling. There's...
Yeah, they pay us to go to school to do things the way they want it done. It's an opportunity to do some welding of a different kind than what we've done. So even if we don't stay there long, I mean, I hate to be the type of person to get the schooling and run, but I mean, there's people I'm sure that do it because she said that there's people that work there for a short period of time and end up leaving.
So only thing that stops me is within fucking 60 to 90 days after your hire date at Farburn, you're probably going to be making up to 21, 22 an hour.
Yeah. And
it's only 20 minutes down the road.
Right.
You're home every night. You ain't got to worry about where you're staying.
Well, it would be the same thing there. We would just, if we did it, you know.
The relocation part's the only problem. Yeah.
Well, they do offer a relocation bonus.
A month after you move.
Well, it's a month after your start date, I believe, is what
they said. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you don't know if that's 5 weeks in school and then your start day starts after that?
No, she told me that the first day that you're there and you go to school, you are considered an employee of that shipyard.
See, it sounds good, but I just feel like in the long run...
I think in the long run, to be honest with you, I think in the long run... it's going to be more beneficial, but it's the short-term setback.
Short-term? I'm already set back. I'm set back a few goddamn steps and pegs and flights.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you are kind of...
I'm crawling my goddamn way
kind of
back
help
up.
That you know, the kind of help you need, man, you need some professional help.
Professional? I don't even think professional help.
You know, I went to a psychiatrist one time.
Oh, God.
I did. When I left the room, he was still laying on the couch. What happened?
He said, hey, so I know you came here to talk to me, but can we
trade places?
Said, let's switch it around real quick. I've always wanted to be a psychiatrist.
I had him in tears, curled up in a ball, laying on the couch.
He said his mommy doesn't love him anymore.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. So, should we get Hannah in here just to ask her some stupid shit?
Well, if we bring her in here, that is exactly what it's going to be. She's not going to...
She's a peanut gallery. She doesn't give much topics.
No, she won't... I don't know.
Yeah, man. Sounds like a fucking stoner, dude. Can I have whatever you're smoking on, please? Shit. My shit just ain't that strong. But
you know what? We got a fishing trip coming up tomorrow.
Yep. That's if Scotty doesn't bail on us.
I don't think he's going to. I think he's pumped for it. I think because he was asking me where I think we should go. I'm thinking Lake Erie's a big freaking lake.
Lake Erie. There's a lot of shit you can catch out there.
Yeah, there is.
Yep.
And a cold would be the first one. Keep messing around.
Are you really going to talk right now?
About what?
You woke me up and there was 2 inches of snow on the goddamn ground. And I said, you said Scotty called me this morning. I said, he ain't coming. And all I hear is, I said, why are you laughing like that? Dude, I'm telling you right now, I walked in the living room. All I saw was white. I thought the blinds were closed.
Well, hey, we got out there and had fun.
Hell yeah, we did. You want to know the biggest thing we caught?
Nothing.
Exactly, right there. I think the biggest thing we caught was the water.
The sniffles.
No. So we get out there to go fishing, right? And we dump all the water out of the boat.
It wasn't water at the time. It was snow.
We dumped scooped the snow out of the boat, all right? And we're sitting there. We go put the boat in, back it out, hop in, kind of do a couple donuts, and then get on going a little bit. And then he says, hey, pay attention to the front. I got to scoop some of this water out.
Well, I thought it was just water that had... from the snow, because temperature was 44 degrees.
And next thing you fucking know, I hear, uh-oh, what happened? We're going to have to go back. Why? We're taking in water.
Hey, I couldn't help that. And then just glad the daggone plug stayed in, because it was definitely not big enough to plug the hole.
Yeah, you're fucking telling me. I was sitting on the front, and the front of the boat was already like this. If that bitch would have started filling, it would have ass sends first. You would have hit the water, and I would have been on the top like Titanic saluting. Just going down. Captain going down with the ship. Oh, wait, no, I ain't the captain. I can get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
See ya.
We probably, where we were at, we probably could have got out and walked back if we had to, because it was only like 4 foot. It had been cold. Water was 44. Could you imagine? Man, you'd have had to stick your thumb up your ass and yell, white snake. Just to take a leak. I'm serious.
Oh, but,
God.
On a plus side,
you're over here talking about breeze. We did get you take us out snowing.
What?
Snowing.
What did you say? Talking about a breeze, and I take you out snowing. What are you talking about?
That was as backwards.
Talking about snow. That don't even make sense.
You're telling me.
Dude, I think your freaking tongue got stuck or something.
I don't know what happened. My brain knew what I wanted to say, but then I was like...
But it didn't translate to the mouth. Now, you want to try it again?
It said, just like that, when a welder is in smoke too much. How about your music starts sounding all fucked up?
Okay, now, do you want to try again to say again what you said? Hey. Do you want to try to say what... You knew what I meant. Come on.
I'm glad it's you too. That's funny.
Dude, I'm beginning to wonder if there's freaking something in here that's causing problems, because both of us is neither one of us could talk very good right now, man. What the heck? Anyway.
Okay, what I was saying is you're over here talking about cold when you take us out fishing in the snow.
In the snow. Say it nice and slow so everybody can hear you. That kind of reminds me of...
I was making sure I was saying it right.
You know, when I see snow, do you know the first thing that I think of when I see snow?
What I think of is when Grandpa had a snowball, spit tobacco in it, and threw it at Alex.
No, the first thing that I think of was you on that inner tube.
Oh, fuck off.
You on that inner
tube. I will never trust you if you say, hey, you guys want to go out with the fort? Nope. Nope. I didn't even say nope. Not happening. If I have kids, I'll tell them y'all can go, but I'm just warning you. You come back and something's broken. We're not going to the hospital.
Nothing was broken.
I'm fucking surprised. I was laying on my stomach for days.
Well.
Well.
It was your fault. You didn't.
My fault?
Yeah, you didn't tell me it was there. I was on the floor.
You're talking about me when after my ass got sent in the fucking air, Dalton got on the deflated tube and you drug his ass around.
No, that wasn't Dalton. That was Zach.
No, that was Dalton.
I thought that
it was Dalton and Zach, actually.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I don't know.
No, it was. I remember. I literally had to lay down on my stomach on the front of the four-wheeler to get back to the house.
I know you did. You hit that daggone rock, pop that balloon.
Are we going to tell them this story?
Well, if they can't put it together, I mean, you know, four-wheeler, rope, inner tube, you having a crack in your ass.
And snow.
And snow. I mean, you know.
Let's just say we make some bad decisions.
Hey, Brandy always tells me.
I remember the call.
Tells me, hey, be safe.
Hey, I might have to take Noah to the hospital. Why? He cracked his ass.
He's got a crack in his butt. No kidding. He hit a rock, and I was pulling him on the tube. Oh,
dude, I was probably going a solid fucking 7-8 miles an hour.
What? On that tube?
How fast do you think I was going?
Oh, I was doing every bit of maybe 10, 12.
Damn! That means I was going faster than that because you were...
Yeah, because I whipped you sideways.
Right when it happened and I hit that fucking rock and...
Well, I'll tell you...
Dude, my whole ass went numb.
You hit that rock and rolled probably 20 feet. I looked back and it looked like... You seen those speedboats going around them corners and when they wipe out and just explode and there's water that flies
oh
everywhere?
Oh my God.
That is what it looked like.
It just went poof.
It was just a big poof of snow and you just come rolling out of it. Oh!
I remember I was laying there. I had my hoodie on. I was like, all I could see was a certain, like, my peripheral was fucking blocked. So all I could see was, and you just come walking up, fucking, just sitting there laughing your ass off, and you could barely get the words out. Noah, are you all right? I said, oh, my butt hurts.
Dude, you held it together pretty good, though.
Yeah, barely.
I mean, you held it together pretty
good.
That
shit hurt.
Yeah.
That's probably part of the reason when I try and do sit-ups, fucking...
Your tailbone hurts?
Yeah, dude.
That and the fact that you're like a walking freaking skeleton.
Get the fuck out of here. I am not.
You are!
Not anymore.
No, not like you were. I mean, your eyes and cheeks and stuff aren't sunk in. But, I mean, you know, you... Still, I could... You know, I touch your knee and I could still feel your knee.
What do you expect? That's your knee, too. Did you know that? Yeah. I would hope to feel my fucking knee. If it wasn't there, then I'm missing a leg.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that peg leg over here.
Yep.
Pirating this shit out, man.
Yeah. Are you going to do the... Tomorrow when we go fishing, are you going to do the whole... what was it you did on my boat? I've always wanted to do the Titanic.
Oh, my God. Well, your boat has a point to it.
His has a point
to
it.
But it has a...
His has a...
It has a deck
fishing
on
deck on it.
That's what I'm saying. I can't do it in that.
No?
Plus, I need me a lady.
A lady. Well, we could tie an anchor... Oh, you know what? We could tie an anchor rope to the front of his, and you could be like... what the heck is that guy's on Forrest Gump?
My mama once told me.
Captain Dan, you remember when he was sitting on the, or Lieutenant Dan, when he was sitting on the front, holding onto the rope, go over there!
Dude, if I'm being honest with you, I don't even remember.
Lieutenant Dan?
I remember the movie, but I haven't seen it in so long. I don't remember that part. We have to rewatch that.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Maybe he was setting up in the pirate basket or something. I don't know. But anyway.
No, it's a good movie, though.
Yeah, good movie. I give it a solid. Yeah.
I give it a solid. Nothing. That's how you
No,
do.
It's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like that.
Pretty good show. Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
is
good.
It?
Pretty good. Pretty
you
good.
Think so?
Pretty good. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the weather's nice.
It is pretty sunny. What do you think is going to happen? A lot of people are talking about this solar eclipse thing that's coming up.
Don't they always happen? Well, not always, but don't they happen like whatever?
They're talking that this one's supposed to be like freaking some crazy stuff is supposed to happen.
What, people going to turn into werewolves?
I don't know. I mean, if I walk outside, what? That's somebody I don't want to talk to. I don't know who it is. But if people start freaking standing outside and howling, I'm just going to get my gun and start shooting.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Bitch, you want to act like a werewolf? We're going to put you down. Don't want you to get any of the chickens.
Yeah.
Not like those are surviving anyways, Hannah's ass.
But anyway. What kind of stuff have you... I mean, they're... letting kids out of... Brandy told me that they were saying that unless you have to be out during that day, you shouldn't go out. Because they're saying that they're expecting a whole bunch of people to be around.
What, aliens?
No. People from other states are supposed to be coming to...
Can't they
the
see
path.
It?
Apparently, the path that it's following in Ohio is supposed to be one of the... best viewing spots, I guess. I don't know.
If I'm being honest with you, the last time I remember seeing a solar eclipse was when I was in school, like middle school.
But this is, there's supposed to be something, this is supposed to be...
Aren't they every 10 years?
One. I don't know. They
every
said
decade.
Something about the one that we've got coming is supposed to be, not supposed to happen for like another 100 years or something. I know they have partial eclipses and stuff
what
like that.
What if it's the end of the world?
The way they're talking, it is going to be the end of the world.
You got me curious now.
I don't know. I mean, but Brandy said they're telling people, like, they're even letting kids in the schools out that day. Something
to says do. A total solar eclipse will take place ascending Monday, April 8th. Passes between Earth and the sun, thereby...
It's supposed to be some kind of weird...
Yeah, it goes right over... Apparently, it goes right over fucking Ohio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're saying that there's supposed to be people from other states that are coming to view this, but there's something about this one that's, like, making people freaking dumb about it. Talking about stocking up on stuff, and...
It's the longest duration for... it's going to be 4 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay. So.
That's what it says. Okay, the moon's apparent diameter will be 5.5% larger than average with a magnitude of 1.0566. It's the longest duration of totality will be of 4 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay, 4 minutes and 28 seconds.
This eclipse will be the first solar eclipse to be visible in the provinces of Canada since February 26, 1979. The first in Mexico since July 11th, 1991, and the first in the U.S. since August 21st, 2017. That was when I seen it, when I was in school.
Okay.
And then...
But the thing that I can't figure out is why are they talking like everybody's going to go freaking crazy when it happens? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously it happens more than just once every 100 years. I understand that maybe this is the longest one, but do they think that people are going to freaking go nuts because they're not going to have any sunlight for 4 minutes, 28.6 seconds, or whatever it is? If that's the case, then we need to have an artificial sun that stays up all the time. Because...
Okay, so from what I'm hearing is... Or not from what I'm hearing, from what I'm seeing...
Yeah.
Is that, like... The problem is going to be because it's, like... One of the biggest ones ever known. It's going to be a big...
Yeah.
Everyone's... Let's see it. I want to see it. Where are we going to go to see it? Best spots to see it. Like, everywhere's going to be fucking crowded.
Well, and that's what Brandy's saying. But why are they talking like it's going to be the end of the earth? I mean...
Who knows? For all we know, it could be.
Well, I guess you better get your life right if it ain't.
April 8th.
Yep.
So I'm... Okay.
I guess. I don't know. But...
Bucket list. I got a lot to do. And not a lot of money to do it.
Yeah. Well. All
right. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Off topic.
Off topic.
Any celebrity, if you could choose one.
We're not going to do this.
We're doing this.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. You're going to do it.
Dad's not doing
it. You have to do it. Just for the podcast. Why? For the podcast, come on.
For the podcast. Yes. Okay, what about a celebrity?
You already know where I'm going with it. That's why you said we're not going to do it. Out come of on. Any celebrity,
okay,
who would you pick to boink, you know? In and out. Hit the streets, dine and dash.
Dine and dash?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah.
You know... Once you hit a certain age,
Just listen. Oh my god.
Just listen.
You can tell you're a grandpa.
Well, once you reach a certain age, I mean, you stop looking at people in that way.
Well, now, for the sake of the conversation, you are.
Okay, for sake of conversation, hall pass. A hall pass.
Not like that's the damn near the same thing as what I would be talking about. Brandy's yelling. Brandy's yelling.
Uh-oh. Is she yelling?
Did I hear her yell? We're good. I think we're good.
Okay. Let's see. A hall pass. Man, this is hard.
You want to know who I'd pick?
Yours would probably be, let me guess, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yes.
Yours would be but Scarlett more Johansson. Like
the 2021 Scarlett Johansson, 2022. Mm. She was...
So what about...
she was prime then.
Okay, so let me ask you this. WWE.
Oh, get Ryan the Ripley. Hell out of here. So didn't that's you yours, say, ain't it?
No.
Not you.
You said. You said, boy, she got a nice but donkey donkey. I asked you, I said, so you're telling me you'd like to bite into that and create a freaking case of lockjaw? And you were like, you know it.
I mean,
come on.
Push it back to when she was not emo.
Back when she was a blonde?
Yeah.
When she was in, what was it, NXT?
Some shit like that.
Yeah.
See, for she me, just got a big booty,
but
sure.
I'm more into, like, slim.
The full figure?
Yeah, like, slim.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard there, one.
It is. It is.
Ooh. Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson.
I think that's her name.
Yeah, you said she did. Yeah.
Don't you
say
dare.
You said you'd like to bite into that one too.
That is not.
So, who? I don't know, bub. I really and truly don't know. I don't know.
You're going. You do know. Come on.
I do.
Off the top, hit it.
Off the top.
Go.
I don't right know. Right now. I can't.
You're taking too long.
You caught me off guard here. See, you thought too much. I'm freaking old. You got to give me time to process
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I forgot. You got to get the dust off them gears that I haven't grinded in a while.
I'm telling you. I mean, come on. While I'm thinking of that, you know, the ultimate man question.
Oh, God.
Okay? On women. Boobs or butt?
Both.
If you gotta have one.
If I gotta pick one.
If you have to pick one, what would it be?
If I say butt, do they have some sort of boobs or is it 2x4?
You don't need to know.
You gotta negotiate with me here.
No, I'm asking.
I gotta know, because I mean...
Across the room, what's going to draw you in? Across the room,
dude, if I'm being honest with you, facial features.
No.
I know that sounds dumb, but I gotta look at that all day.
But you can't see that across the room. Something catches your eye from across the room. I'm not saying what's going to catch your attention. One of those catches your attention, you go over there, then it's not as important. Then it becomes...
Dude, if I'm going to be honest with you, ass, all day.
You're like, the booty man.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of figured you the booty man.
Ass all day.
The booty man.
Like, if that shit's... You're going to catch my eye. I'm going to be... Whoa! Double take! Hello!
Double take, okay.
Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? When you got a double take on it every time type shit, that's how you know you're like, oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That one.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah? Let's see what she
looks like. Has aged well. She has aged well.
Nice pick. So Adam Sandler's buddy.
Adam Sandler's buddy.
Yeah, those two do a lot of movies together.
Yeah.
That is a good one. I'm not going to lie. That one's a pretty good one.
I think
nice
that...
taste.
I think I would have, because all around, see, that's the thing. All around, she's aged well. You wouldn't believe that she's the age that she is. No. I don't know how old she is, because she definitely doesn't look much over about 35, maybe 40.
55.
See?
That's mind-blowing, I'm not going to lie. Holy fuck.
I mean, when
she's almost
60
years old.
Yeah, I mean, she's on the downside in her 50s going into the 60s,
here,
and she still looks young.
Let's see how old Scarlett Johansson is.
I think her age is going to surprise you.
She's 39? Yeah, no, that's fine. Like I said, M-I-L-F.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Easy, all day.
Okay.
Tell me
well,
what you want it.
Huh?
Hmm?
You said tell me what?
Yup. We'll leave it right at that.
Here we go. Okay.
Alright, so I guess...
Are we...
That's about...
That's a wrap for the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Well...
Another good one for the books, Buster.
And yeah, we'll have to... We're definitely going to have to come up with some topics.
I mean, yeah... Yeah.
I mean, we got some.
We just
got
to find shit that's more...
Well, it doesn't always have to be funny.
Yeah, I mean...
But, you know, I'm sure that people probably want to hear more than just our opinions on things. They want to hear our opinions, but they probably want to hear our opinions on topics that matter to them.
I mean, we could talk about that boat crash.
I don't know enough about it. I know that. Uh oh.
She's getting her ass chewed.
Uh oh. We better sign off because she's about to come over here and try to open that door and she's going to get mad.
Oh, yeah.
She's
going to
knock us both
right
in the head with a cast iron skillet, so.
All right. Well, this is the Murphy Show with
Scott
and Noah.
Did you have to think about your name there?
Yeah,
for a minute?
I ain't gonna lie.
Signing off for today.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. Peace out.